TV Corner. Hey guys, we're back for another Westworld Film Core TV Corner podcast, this time for the season finale. Overall, pretty stoked about this season. It took a turn I didn't expect. With me, I have Greg.
Hello.
And joining us for the first time, we have Louisa.
Hey.
So, what did you guys think of the finale and of, like, the season overall?
Why don't we, I think last time we talked about this, we only did, like a halftime recap, right, after episode 5?
Yeah.
And I was decidedly on the negative side of things. I will continue to be on the negative side of things. So maybe we should start with Louisa, who I'm guessing is more of a fan.
Yeah, I'm a huge fan of Westworld, and I really enjoyed the ending. Everything came out the way I expected it to. Like, if you guys are a big fan of it, you would see the show gave a lot of hints throughout the season, and in the end they concluded it all like how I expected they would.
So were you one of the people that was kind of actively reading all the threads and trying to figure it out
as yeah. you were watching? I mean, I'm like one of those people that, like, if I have an idea, I want to make sure the internet is in agreement with me. So the Man in Black would turn out to be William from the beginning because of that whole hat scene. Mm-hmm. So then mm-hmm. I went on Reddit and I found all that stuff out, like, with people agreeing with me and how there's multiple timelines and stuff like that. So, yes, I am one of those fans that go seek shit out.
Seek answers?
Seek answers, yeah.
So let me ask you, because I kind of got into it, I'd say, like, around episode 4 or 5 where I started kind of reading up on what's going on. To be honest, I wasn't interested in it enough to, like, be rewatching and kind of, like, looking for the clues myself. But once, you know, all the Reddit nerds jumped on it, I was very dutifully reading everything they wrote. So that being said, right, like, Bernard turning out to be Arnold and a host, like, that was seen, you know, a mile away. Man in Black being William as well. What was a big surprise for you from the finale that maybe wasn't telegraphed, do you think?
I think Ford's change of mind about what the robot's future should be like. I think I wasn't expecting him to be on Arnold's side.
Yeah, exactly. Just backtracking a little bit to Louisa's point about how they gave us all these hints, and ultimately, like, I feel like a lot of shows constantly try and trick you. Mm-hmm. So it was actually really refreshing that it was like, hey, you guys can actually, like, Encyclopedia Brown this and follow the trail and figure it out, and we're going to, like, reward you and mm-hmm. still deliver, like, the answer you expected, but in a very, like, interesting and, like, dynamic way. So I did appreciate that. And I also agree about the whole Ford thing. Like, we thought he really didn't want the robots to be free or, like, you know, gain sentience.
Yeah.
But it was interesting that, like, even though he seemed to really disagree with Arnold, he ultimately was like, actually, you know, I'm going to let them have their freedom in the most, like, intensely violent way possible.
Yeah, it's, like, he's a good guy, but, like, what does that really mean? Like, he's still wanting all these, you know, robots to suffer because it's their only way to create consciousness. But
speaking of William, how did you guys think about, like, his evolution as a character? I think a lot of people did think, you know, people assumed that he was the Man in Black, and we had that confirmed, but we kind of this last episode got kind of like, what was his transformation? Do you guys think that it, like, made sense? Like, he was motivated because basically he realized that, like, nothing mattered in this world. Like, he just seemed ultimately, like, really bummed about Dolores.
That, I mean, that scene, the sort of little explanation scene. It's like his memory of his journey with Dolores. To me, uh-huh. was a pretty good example of kind of why the show doesn't work for me. And it's that it's always telling you and not showing you in real time, right? So it's telling you what happened at the end of the, you know, and sort of like you don't actually have to care at all about any of these characters or about William being a good guy and then becoming a bad guy. So, like, by the time he sees her And he's he's kind of heartbroken that she doesn't remember him, or that she's just right. She's been wiped again. Like, I think that would have been a really strong moment, but because it's shown in flashbacks, and you know, and like the stakes are already gone, right? Like, Armani, what's my favorite word, right, on this show? Stakes. And like when you do it after the fact, or when like there was another scene with Ed Harris's character where he's talking about his family and how his wife left him or like killed herself, and it's like, well, I'm sure that was really dramatic and sad and important, but you're just telling us again. Everything is just being told after the fact. And
or like so, his whole stepbrother, like not stepbrother, brother-in-law, like I would have loved to have seen him actually, like them discovering him naked, him going back to the corporation. Like, no, like this.
Do you think that's what happened?
Yeah, I mean, definitely. They, like, I think that basically they find him. He says all these things happened. William denies all of it and just basically makes it seem like his brother-in-law is unfit to take
Wait, when over the this is actually revealed in the show?
Well, it's
no,
insinuated.
But it can be assumed.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it's insinuated. So
I thought he died.
That would have been a. Really? You think he killed him?
Yeah, I thought he died.
No, they would have definitely talked about another, like, death of a person in the park if that had been the case.
That's true.
But again, it's like, okay, like, does that make sense really to you? So this guy that already goes into the park as a real asshole and guy who doesn't seem like he's very leveled, that they would now, only now, look at him because he's naked and on a horse and be like, oh, we can't hand this company over to you. I mean, why did he have the company in the first place? Who's in charge of this?
Nepotism.
Who's in charge? Yeah, nepotism, essentially. Nepotism.
That's how he got in charge of the company.
I mean, that is exactly the kind of thing where we should know who the real owner is, and we should know who is going to hand over this company, right? And we should know all these things. We should have this background and this story outside of Westworld, and we don't. And without that, I mean, for me, it's like this show is just constantly reveals. It, you know, this show to me is like, it's like the TV version of like reading a Dan Brown book. You know what I mean?
Oh my
or like
God.
A Da Vinci Code.
It is like, all reveals.
Just keep flipping and like waiting to find out. Like they come up with their own mystery and then they're like, oh, don't you want to know who it is? And then they tell you. And then they're like, oh, but did you know that maybe this person that you never heard of is also part of the story? And then, you know, and then suddenly, and now you have to worry about Arnold for all this time, right? And it's like, I don't know who Arnold is. I never did.
We still don't know.
You do know because it's Bernard. Arnold is Bernard.
Well,
you don't understand like
his character,
his relationship with Ford, really, or like where he went to school, about his background, why he made robots.
No, sorry. Like I guess just like for Lulu's sake, when I say like knowing someone, I mean like caring about them, right? Like
yeah, I see.
Why do I give a shit about the best character in this whole thing is Bernard? Because for a while you think he's human, but then you know, then he's not. And so okay, well thanks.
I think that like this show, honestly, I don't know if they were so distracted by like their lofty budget or what, but I feel like they definitely burned through way more story than they needed to this first season.
Oh, I think their goal here is to set, this is like a prequel to what's gonna happen to everything else, you know. They wanted to show, I think the show's direction from now on is gonna be just like genocide of the human race, you know, by these robots. And they were just setting up the story of like, this is what happened before.
Maybe. I mean, look, I've heard a lot of you know, theorizing now about what the upcoming seasons are going to be, and I will say like the supposed seasons that are going to happen sound more interesting than the one that we just watched. So I'd be in on that. But if the future seasons are going to be focused around just these sort of lofty ideas about consciousness and what it means to be real amongst characters that can literally be killed and brought back to life, or like recreated completely, right? Because in this episode, Thani Newton and the bank robber, like they're created from scratch, right? So
yeah. Well, again, your favorite word, stakes. Like
yeah.
I think that this show is more kind of focused on trying to talk a lot about like consciousness and what it means to be human. And I think that's why they've relied so heavily upon the maze. And I did like the concept that basically, like, we like to think that things gain awareness through, like, kind of just a vertical ladder. But really, it's a whole, like, process of, like, self-realization, which I think is interesting. But I think the whole maze concept was kind of presented in such a very, like, confusing way. Like, I don't know. Like, we get the reveal, and we always knew that... I think we always knew that the maze was just, like, for robots to become aware. Like, we never really thought it was for, like, actual humans to, like, go and find, like, the Man in Black.
Oh, I thought
I mean, maybe, like, episode one I did. But then after that, I was like, wait, actually, this is just probably for the robots. I thought it was interesting that, like, basically Dolores, I mean, when once the robots, like, Dolores had reached it, they just, you know, rolled back their settings and just put them back out in the park. And that basically them becoming aware was sort of inevitable.
No, I mean, look, I do like the, I like the themes, you know, and I will say, like, when the pilots came out, I didn't love the pilot. But I did think that what the show is trying to do is interesting enough and like really ambitious, right? Where it could be great. And maybe that greatness does come in season two. I've heard a lot of comparisons for, like, between this and The Leftovers. And uh-huh. And how, you know, season two of Leftovers really, really jumped better to the next level. But... you know, for all these like long speeches from Anthony Hopkins or Bernard Jeffrey Wright talking about what it means to be a human, you know, I need to care, to care about that question. I need to care about the people that it affects. Okay, so the end is this major, like, we assume blood, you know, bath of humans. Where do you see, I guess rather than sort of like predicting what's going to happen, I'm more interested in wondering, like, thinking about what would need to happen for you to care about certain characters.
Well, okay, so currently the only people that can, like, truly be affected by anything are, like, the current board members and, like, other humans that are, like, in the park right now. So I guess if we were, I mean, the only humans we really get to see all the time were like Ford, Bernard, Felix, and Sylvester, and, like, that one board member lady.
Teresa.
Yeah, Teresa. And Elsie. So we don't, now all those people are gone. Those are the only people that we've kind of grown with throughout this entire season. So any new person that we see that, like, is at risk, we're not going to be that attached to.
I don't think we're supposed to be attached to the human beings. I think we're supposed to be attached to the robots.
But it's like nothing can happen to these robots. You know? I mean, or maybe, like, if the robot manufacturing machine is, like, destroyed for some reason, they can't be rebuilt.
We should find some empathy in the fact that they, like, been suffering for, like, 35 years.
Okay, okay.
And, like, they're finally getting their freedom.
I mean, but... that's okay, initially when I started watching this season, I was like, oh my god, the poor robots. But, like, now as time has gone on, I'm just like, actually, do I really care this much about these robots? Like, I don't know if I do, actually.
I'm rooting for the robots. I thought that was everybody.
But, like, why? They have no real problems.
My question, yeah, why?
Just 35 years, they've been killed billions of times, they've been raped, they, you know, like, everything horrible has happened to them, and, like,
I guess vengeance. Okay, so let me pose a question to you, like, how long can you watch characters that you know can never actually be hurt?
Yeah, I guess there's a good point. Like, there's, like you said, stakes. They're not any, since they can just be regenerated. Yeah, I think it might just last, like, three seasons.
You could go 20 more episodes of robots that you know can't die, just, like, going over and over and over again.
My gosh.
That is, I mean, cool, but your threshold is much higher than mine.
I don't think I think eventually, number one, we have to get out of Westworld. I cannot look at this place anymore. Like, I think we need to definitely, like, move on.
That's what they're setting up for. They show that samurai room.
I mean, okay, maybe.
And there's gonna be, that's why I'm, like, three seasons, like, I can do this, because they're gonna, like, play with other, you know, eras and themes around that park. So,
I mean, what do you, okay, so with that, what do you think the future of, like, I mean, of the robots are? Like, do you think they're gonna leave Westworld? Do you think they're gonna just hang out in Westworld and, like, make their own kind of world set up?
Oh, I think they're gonna probably, like, infiltrate the other worlds and try to wake these robots up.
But now that I think about it, like, why do they... I mean, okay, so say, for example, all the robots take over the entire compound that is, like, the company, like, the entire theme park with all the other worlds included. They never really need to go and, like, come into, like, the real world. Humans suck. Like, they have everything they need over there. Like, they really don't need to... So, I don't know. Like, again, I'm like... Maybe, I don't know, in a way I kind of wish this had been the end.
Oh, really? You're like...
I mean, it was a great ride for a season, but to Greg's point, I just don't know if I can do this whole, like, no one's really dying thing. And I mean, at this point, we've already gone through the motions of, like, them becoming self-actualized, and then, like, being erased, and then becoming self-actualized again. So, I mean, how many times can we see, like, Dolores realize, you know, she's a robot and is aware of herself? Like, you know what I'm just saying? Like, you know, how many times can we watch Bernard become aware?
Well, she's already aware. I don't think she's going to go back to not being aware.
But I'm just saying, like, how many, like, there's only, like, okay, like, for example, when an actor gets a script or, like, has a scene, you interpret it a certain way. I mean, there's only so many ways you can pretend to, like, become actualized. I don't know.
Yeah, I guess I know what you're saying, but I think there's still a lot of story left. I mean, I think this whole, like, Teddy and Dolores is gonna be a big thing in season two, because this is a guy who was programmed to, like, do whatever this woman wants from him, like, whatever this robot wants, and he probably is gonna have his moment where he's gonna rebel against that, you know?
Yeah.
Rebel against his coding, and I think that's going to be an interesting story. But yeah, wait,
I'm not letting you off that easy. Why will that be interesting?
The Teddy? Oh, I think because he just been programmed to, like, do whatever Dolores ever told him. That eventually that must affect him now that he's gaining consciousness.
Sure, but then that is. I mean, the same. It's like the same problem is there, right? Like, they all have the same problem, which is, do I actually know what I'm feeling? And it's like, mm-hmm. The whole problem with it being robots is that, you know, it all comes back to that same problem. And so the individual things don't matter anymore. You know, like it doesn't matter that Bernard thinks he has a son or, like, has this feeling of a dead son. Because the bigger question is, like, what do any of his emotions mean, right? Like, what do any of his feelings mean?
Yeah.
So, I just, like, if they don't find a way to circle this around, I don't see the point. I mean, what is the purpose? Like, what is the purpose of the show? Because if it's just going to be a sort of, like, an episodic thing of, like, hey, you want to see, like, what a day in the life in robot world for, you know, hey, today they're in feudal Japan, and tomorrow they're going to be in a water world, or, you know, like, I don't know, what's the,
yeah,
so if we don't have something grounding it, or if it's not going to be something about maybe the Delos Corporation and humans using them, like, there has to be that human element, otherwise...
Well, I read that Ed Harris is going to be appearing season two, so
he's alive.
Going to be around. He's alive, yeah. He's, but yeah, I think Delos Company is going to be a big mention, like, it's going to be a big thing next season, but I guess I agree with you, you know, like, you need some humans that are resisting...
Because, like, remember, I mean, remember, the mystery is gone at this point, right? Like, going forward, we know where everything lies now. So,
yeah,
you kind of, you don't have that, like, page-turning aspect to it. You need to like what's in front of you, you know? You can't be, like, constantly excited to, like, see what's behind the corner.
Well, do you think that now in the future they're going to kind of lean more towards the idea of, like, humans transferring themselves into robots?
Ooh, I was thinking that.
Oh, interesting. I didn't even consider that, but that's, yeah.
I mean, I'm just saying, like, at some point it has to become, okay, either they're going to, I mean, what are the advantages of using a robot, like, as, like, a soldier or as a way to preserve human life further? I mean, we know in this world that humans are living longer. They've cured, like, most diseases.
Maybe that's what Delos is about, you know, like, there's this whole mystery about this company that they say they're just investing in a theme park, but there's this other thing, right? In the first episode, there Teresa mentioned to one of the creators how there's this theme park represents three things to different people, one for the company, one from the engineers, and the other for the guests. And so now, like, there, yeah, so I think there's something shady about Delos. I don't want to, like, guess wrong. But, yeah, maybe that's where it's going to go to. It's like, they're going to, these humans are going to find immortality.
What do you, just to shift things a little bit, what do you guys think the Maeve character is supposed to be?
I honestly, like, I don't even know. I mean, okay, so we know for, okay, so with this, let me rewind. So we know that this whole time, it was actually written in her code for her to actually try and escape the park.
Right.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it was cool that she was actually going to be out in the real world. That was actually exciting. I was like, oh, wait, she's getting out. She's going to be in the real world, like, adjusting, you know, like. But then she turns around to, like, go get her, like, fake daughter. So.
That's a really big moment there because it shows that she was rebelling against the
code. We don't know. We don't know if that was, yeah. like.
I think we read, wasn't it?
No, set, well, like, no. Like Bernard was like mainland? Reading off her storyline. He was like, okay, and you get on the train, and then you, and then she's like, no, shut up. So we don't know if like it, what it, which direction she was supposed to go in.
I think some Reddit user like kind of screenshotted, shot the, what the tablet said though. But yeah, you're right. Maybe it was part of her coding to go back to her daughter, but I like to think it wasn't.
I mean, I thought that she was going to be kind of like the strong leader of the robot rebellion, and that Dolores was going to be kind of on her own kind of side emotional quest. But now I don't know. Like, I don't know, like, where they both kind of stand is, like, who's in charge.
It makes sense Dolores to be in charge because she's the oldest robot.
I like how it comes down to just, like, that. Them up. Like,
ageism, man. No, but seriously, like, she's the first one. She's the first creation. Like, it makes sense for her to be, like, the leader. She, like, fills this prophecy, you know? She's like Harry Potter.
She's like Harry Potter. Oh, I see. Yeah, I see what you mean. Like, the chosen one. Yeah.
Yeah, the chosen one. Arnold spoke to me directly, you know?
Yeah, it could be set up for a war. I mean, it could be.
I mean, like, maybe robots fighting robots will be cool, but only if, like, they can't just rebuild themselves
right away. Yeah.
Yeah, if they kill Bernard, they can.
Oh, you think, Bernard, well, I mean, that's a good point. I mean, do you think they, robots, I mean, they don't know how to remake themselves. Like, only, like, Bernard and, like, maybe other engineers do.
Oh man, if we're yeah. debating whether robots in this show know how to build themselves back, I mean, this show has a lot of problems. If that's, you know what I mean, like, again though, like, that would be important information if we knew what anybody really wanted, right, from this, and until we do, it's kind of a toss up. I mean, like, this season to me, it works for that, for being a kind of a mystery. Unless they do something with it going forward, I mean, there is this lingering mystery that she is still being programmed by somebody. Like, maybe it's like a dead program that Ford left behind, or maybe I know there's theories that Ford created a host of himself, and that actually he's still alive. I don't know if I buy that as much. I hope it's not, because, like, then what the hell is the point? Like, what does this guy want?
Well, yeah, that would definitely kind of undercut his whole self-sacrifice thing if he just, like, remade himself. It'd be like, okay, yeah. Like, what's the point of even doing that?
I mean, it was also arguably the best, the best, like, character thing.
I don't really think that Anthony Hopkins wants to content, like, I don't see him, I don't want to say the show's beneath him, I just don't think that, like, he's in it for the long haul.
Right.
Oh, like, definitely. I don't think they would even be able to keep him,
he's know, like a third of the show budget. Well, also, like, I feel that, like, yeah. maybe we might see him again in some sort of, like, flashback scenario, like, maybe mm-hmm. as, like, a guest, but I don't think he's gonna be, like, a regular anymore.
Right.
So yeah, I mean, do you guys have any other predictions for next season? What would it take for you to watch season two?
You know, I mean, I'll check it out, but
what would it take for you
I would
be
need
excited about.
Yeah, I mean, I would need a really compelling human character that I know is human, that, like, that the game isn't about trying to figure out whether they are or they aren't, you know?
Would Ed Harris be that guy for you? Like, could he become that guy?
No,
for you?
Like, no.
Can he become that guy for you?
Because we've already seen, like, we've already seen his whole progression. It would have to be somebody new, you know, like, it needs, like, a new injection of energy, I think, into this.
What is that young bored woman
Charlotte?
Charlotte. Like, could Charlotte?
I'm already, like, over Charlotte because she's just such, like, a know-it-all. I just can't.
Yeah, she was... The other thing is, like, a lot of these secondary characters just weren't really interesting. Like, the writer or her, they're just very stock. And they kind of seemed out of place in these scenes, like, with Anthony Hopkins, you know? So I think season two has to find a way to maintain the sort of headier elements of it, but kind of ground it with actual characters we care about. And I guess the silver lining is they have the right landscape to be able to do that. You know, they've set themselves up with a lot to play with. And so I'm going into it positively, but make no mistake, like, this season was not a good show. Like, this is like a dime store, you know what I mean? Like, if it weren't HBO and it weren't $25 million an episode, I mean, I think we'd be having a very different conversation about it.
I mean, yeah, definitely. Like, it was a definite eye candy kind of show, like, just watching it.
It literally, they had to have a naked robot every episode just to keep our attention.
Yeah, and let's be real, right? Like, if this is the lead-in to Game of Thrones, like, no one's talking about it.
That's true.
It fills a certain void right now.
If it was like Game of Thrones was running simultaneously, I think definitely it'd be eclipsed by Game of Thrones. I mean, there's so many times in the I just want the show to kind of evolve from a writing standpoint. I think that for, like, a lot of, like, we talked about, like, lofty themes, like, it's doing a great job. But as far as, like, the whole, like, William Dolores, like, love story, which is so cliche and predictable, like, I need them to, like, move past these, like, recurring frames into, like, you know, more interesting dynamics. Like, yeah. I don't know. Like,
totally. Totally.
I like the show. I agree that it was definitely, like, you know, the budget paid off. I mean, it was beautiful, was insane. Like, the level of detail, the costuming, the locations, like, that was insane. But past that, I don't know. Like, there's a lot of shows that work with a lot less money and just as successful.
Sure.
So,
I mean, here's to next season, right? I guess it's supposed to come out in 2018, so we'll have plenty of time to, to wait.
America might have burned down by then. They'll figure something out. If we even make it. Okay, well, thank you guys so much for jumping in on this. And that wraps up another Film Core TV Corner.
All right, thank you.